Welcome to a bonus episode of Erp Chirp, recorded in the big city, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And yes, we just watched All Over the World, which is a little bonus episode that they dropped on iTunes on the Wynonna Earp Season 3 feed. It is also something that we have it on good authority that the Earpers who are down at San Diego Comic-Con just got to watch in the Wynonna Earp panel. And something else exciting happened in that Wynonna Earp panel. What was that, guys?
Season 4!
Yay! Oh my God, yes. So this video showed, among other things, the reaction of the cast after they got news that they got season 3 at San Diego Comic-Con last year. And San Diego Comic-Con is happening right now. We want to give like a podcast shout out to Tales of the Black Badge, who are down at Comic-Con right now,
probably
sending us in
news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, reporting from live on the scene. Hey. And yeah, oh my God.
I know. Well, and there was lots of rumors and speculation that, you know, what if they announced it again right now, even though we've only got one episode of season 3, and it did seem like a good time. So yep, we're hoping, crossing our fingers,
and hey,
wishes do come true.
They sure do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a really fun little extra. And for anybody who is relatively new to the podcast, we just want to let you know that we record little mini bonus episodes about every single little inside Wynonna Earp behind the scenes episode that they drop on iTunes. And those can be found on the Incomparable Podcast Network. You have to be a member in order to hear those. It's at theincomparable.com/members. So if you're interested in hearing us chat about behind the scenes stuff regularly, you can go there. But this one's hitting the main feed because it's super exciting.
We can't contain our joy.
I know, really. We were just going to send you a little clip of us just like screaming and shrieking, but thought perhaps that would not be the best for our listeners.
There was literal clapping and screaming out loud.
Lots
and
of woos. We were woo girls.
We were total woo girls. We were wiggling on the couch. There was some bouncing up and down. It was very, very fun.
Pandemonium.
Yeah, and we did have our Cracker Jack producer bring up the video feed from the current Comic-Con where they showed Shamir running around, yes, getting everyone into a frenzy.
And jumping on top of the table.
And chanting and leading them in a chant.
Such a hype man.
Yeah, he loved it. He said he should be the cheerleader.
Yeah, really,
the group. We'd like to see more of that.
Make that happen in season 4.
Yeah, season 4.
Yeah, cheerleading. As we're recording this, I think the panel is actually still going on right now at San Diego Comic-Con. Maybe someday we'll make it down there. That'd be amazing.
That would be fun.
Yeah, but it was super fun to watch this because in addition to all the stuff about season 3 and getting that and how excited they were, there was also some other really cool stuff in it. I think my favorite part was finding out that Dom and Varun decided to travel together in India.
Just so cool.
Like,
they're so friends.
Good. Yep. Yeah.
And then that they attended an LGBTQ event in India and that some of the people that were there were Earpers and like queer Earpers who it meant a whole lot to them, specifically talking to Varun to see that, you know, he's a character who is Indian and gay and how that representation really matters. And I was like, I was getting choked up a little bit.
Right? Yeah, I can't imagine so how that must feel to know that there's literally people all over the world who support and connect and find this community.
Yeah, well, and they also mentioned, because wasn't it just this summer was the first time they had a convention in Brazil? And so the show is spreading all over the world, hence the title of the episode. But it's just cool to see a show like this. And I think they also talked about how positive the fandom is and how inclusive and supportive and not divisive and not fighting. So, yeah, that's a really good thing about watching this show.
Yeah, and we could all use a little more of that.
Welcoming
nature.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like even though we are literally thousands of kilometers away, like the joy that is happening in whatever room it is. I don't think it looked like Hall H, but but whatever room it is at San Diego Comic-Con, like I feel like that's echoing here mm-hmm. in this Airbnb in Calgary.
In the Ghost River Triangle. We're here for all of you guys. We're actually just outside of the
Ghost River Triangle, technically.
Tomorrow
we're going to drive into it.
Yep. Yep.
We're not sure if we will be back. This might be our last podcast ever.
That's true. Good.
Dun, dun, dun. You'll back. Have to keep listening to find out.
Mm-hmm. The Revenants or Vamps got us if you don't see us again.
Yeah, we've been going from shooting location to shooting location and taking cheesy pictures and just having a good time because mm-hmm. This show inspires that. Like, I just want to have fun with my friends.
Yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And it was it's just so fun to see all this stuff so close to home for us. So for us seeing Alberta on screen, we're just reveling in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yep. All right. Anything else you want to say about this wonderful, heartwarming little bonus extra?
Yay, Erpers. I think that how energetic and dedicated and persistent and no chill everyone has been is part of why we're getting a season 4. So keep doing it.
Well done.
Hashtag renew season 5.
Yeah.
It's never too soon for that.
It's never too soon.
Keep going.
All right. Well, until next time, lights out, bitch.